Liberty, Iowa. I'm O.K. Henderson with this review of the year's top political stories. The Iowa Democratic Party's delay in reporting the results of the February 3rd Iowa caucuses may wind up being the final strike against the First in the Nation event.
Conversations happen every 4 years about Iowa's role in this process. Right now, we're focused on finalizing the results.
That was Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price 6 days after the caucuses. He resigned 3 days later. On caucus night, precinct chairs like Tom Courtney in Burlington couldn't get the smartphone app to work to report their results.
Everybody complains about the app. And we tried to call it in, and we just couldn't. I guess they were swamped up there.
Pete Buttigieg was eventually declared the winner by a razor-thin margin. He gave a caucus night speech claiming victory.
So we don't know all the results. But by the time it's all said and done, Iowa, you have shocked the nation.
Bernie Sanders finished a fraction behind in second place.
What has happened with the Iowa Democratic Party is an outrage. That they were that unprepared.
Activists say the reporting glitch overshadowed precinct meetings, which ran well and attracted new participants. 10 months later, the Iowa Democratic Party released a sort of autopsy of what went wrong. The report specifically faulted the state party for failing to have an adequate backup call-in system for reporting results. Former Iowa Attorney General Bonnie Campbell was hired by the party to conduct that review.
I really don't know the future of the Iowa caucuses. I don't know that this report is going to alter that in any significant way.
In other political news, Governor Kim Reynolds issued an executive order in August restoring voting rights to most felons who've completed their sentences.
It boils down to our fundamental belief in redemption and second chances.
There was a recount in Iowa's second congressional district race. Then on November 30th, state officials certified Republican Marionette Miller-Meeks as the winner, just 6 votes ahead of Democrat Rita Hart. This is Secretary of State Paul Pate.
That race alone reinforces that every vote counts.
Hart has asked the U.S. House to investigate, which could lead to another recount. Iowa voters this year re-elected Republican Joni Ernst to a second term in the U.S. Senate.
It's time to start the healing. We need to turn down the rhetoric and start listening.
In Iowa's first congressional district, Republican Ashley Hinson of Marion defeated first-term Democrat Abby Finkenauer of Cedar Rapids.
Of course, I was a little bit nervous, but I knew in my heart that we had done the work necessary to win this seat.
Republican Randy Feenstra defeated Republican Congressman Steve King in the June primary, then easily won Iowa's 4th district in November.
You know, you campaigned for 22 months to get to this point.
3rd district Congresswoman Cindy Axne of West Des Moines was one of the few bright spots for Democrats on election night, winning a second term in the U.S. House. Read more about this year's top stories on RadioIowa.com. I'm O.K. Henderson.